What you're showing is actually community in action and supporting the people that are most vulnerable and linking up. You know, so often we have departments working very, very hard or organizations working very, very hard, and they go so far, and then they really need to know who's there when they stop or where can they pass this person on to for further help or support. So this is wonderful, because there's strength in knowledge and there's strength in coming together and knowing your community. And I was just saying this morning, actually, on a radio show, that it is the community that really is the bedrock of positiveness in Ireland, and that we want to build that community spirit, and, of course, then the county and then the country. But it does begin down here where you know each other. Like my mother, as long as she got your granny's maiden name, she had the whole information available.
Today I'm in the Sola Centre, which is in this Dablitz complex in the Monaghan. We're here because they're having an open day for World Mental Health Day. With us today, a very special guest that we didn't expect, but nice to see, Rosemary Scanlon, presidential candidate. World Mental Health Day, mental health, what could a president do with regards to improving mental health in Ireland, would you say?
Well, the president can certainly stand with and highlight, make sure that there's a national spotlight on the challenges facing people who need support, people who are in support, and really helping to be, you know, a buffer so that they do not end up in the worst situation of all. And we know that we do have tragically high figures for suicide. And in these days when the economic pressure is so hard on families, unfortunately, it does not help that situation. So I'm meeting here today. I'm learning about what these various groups are doing, and more importantly, how they're coordinating their knowledge and their work. And, you know, if we don't take care of the most vulnerable, then we can't call ourselves a civilized society. And I think that we are a civilized society. We've always had that concern and care. As a president, if I'm elected, I would make sure that that's recognized.
Well, thanks very much for calling you for a photo call. Thank you very much, Rosemary.
Thank you.
John Murphy is with me. John, you're part of the committee that have organized this day for Solace. Tell me just briefly what Solace does.
Solace is a voluntary, user-run, user-led mental health facility that that's open to members of the public who may be experiencing mental or emotional health difficulties. They could be isolated, lonely or depressed, and we're here to offer support to those people and to provide a platform for them to address their needs and whatever issues are going on in their daily lives.
And it's a chance to talk with others, peers as it were, who've gone through the same sort of thing.
Peer support is a very big part of what we offer here. All the volunteers here have had in the past or are currently having their own sort of issues that, well, I suppose that over time have given them a lot of wisdom and a lot of capacity to help other people in similar situations.
Today's been quite interesting because a lot of people have heard to a wider audience the local radio station we're here today.
That's right. We had Northern Sound broadcasting here with Joe Finnegan this morning. It was good to have that public forum to spread awareness of the services that are available in the Monaghan community for people with mental health issues.
Now, without disclosing too much about anybody, people are doing things that they couldn't have believed they were doing, say, having come through whatever circumstances, depression and the like, that they're now doing because of Solace.
Well, that's true, yeah. Solace has been able to provide people with a sense of safety and help them return to confidence to continue on with their lives and take up where they were before, I suppose, before they became ill or before whatever setbacks they had occurred. Solace has given a lot of people the opportunity to move on again with their lives and to take up courses and employment and just to better their lives in many different ways.
Well, well done for organising such a good day. Plenty of food still to be consumed, but
well, there's plenty of scones left, yes. All the soup's gone, though.
Which probably explains to many why I'm here. No, not the only reason. John, well done.
Okay, thanks a lot, Donna. Thank you.